I'm here speaking with Don Arnold, and he is associated with Kenwood, and he works in the, I guess the audio video is part of your thing, but you're also a ham radio enthusiast yourself, so you know a little bit about their radio equipment.
Oh, I've been a ham radio enthusiast for 42 years, and I've been a Kenwood end user for 15 years, and so I'm just basically a helper here at the Kenwood booth.
So you came out here to the Greene County Fairgrounds so you could sweat today and be in the booth, right?
I wouldn't trade anything in the world for this. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and me and my buddy Kevin, KI4LAX, came up here. This is my 15th hamvention in a row, and all year I've been salivating here at the new facilities. I know there's a few rough spots. We're used to where everybody used to be, and now we have to rethink all that. I was impressed with the Greene County Sheriff's Department and the Xenia Police Department. It looks like they had things really under control. And then I did a Google search for Xenia, and I found out it's the City of Hospitality, and so far I've seen that.
Okay, well, so with your first exposure to Xenia, then, I mean, you've been up in the Dayton area, but not to Xenia in particular. Xenia is a little more of the small town feel to it than say, the bigger city of Dayton.
Absolutely, and the food choices so far have been superb.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Kenwood ham radio stuff. What kind of things that Kenwood makes? I know there's all sorts of ham radio bands from being able to talk around the world to talking around the corner. What's new this year?
Okay, as far as a new, it's still our handy talkie. It's a Kenwood THD-74. It's a APRS 220 and D-Star. Now that may be foreign terms to you folks, but if you want to see some of the videos that I put together, you can go to my YouTube channel and put W6GPS in the search window, and it shows a little bit about the new Kenwood handy talkie.
Well, D-Star I know is a digital format, and in talking to other folks of the show, that seems to be the way that things are going.
Absolutely. I've been a ham enthusiast for 42 years. I am so excited about D-Star that I've gotten rid of all my antennas, gotten rid of all my HF radios, and I've had more fun in the last 8 months with a new Kenwood handy talkie than 42 years combined. It's just an awesome medium for communications.
So you could have a radio which the size of this that you showed me, you could almost put in a shirt pocket.
Oh, absolutely, shirt pocket. And I could talk around the world. They have what they call reflectors, which are kind of chat rooms.
Okay.
And so they're radio chat rooms. And so I talk to people all over the world right from my car. I'm using what they call a hotspot, which is an access point to the internet through my Verizon jetpack.
All right. So you're able to talk around the world with a handy talkie through these hotspots. Don't ham radio operators also kind of talk around the world directly with shortwave equipment?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a whole different mindset. And that is a big challenge, is to see how many countries you can work on HF. Right now, the HF bands are kind of, because of the sunspots, is kind of low. So what happens is they stick to other forms of communications, like D-Star or DMR is another format, or Fusion. It's other digital formats. But HF is kind of the main history from 100 years ago of bouncing off the ionosphere, and that is exciting because there's a lot of variables. So when you get a rare country, it does get you pretty excited.
Well, and also a lot of these guys design their own antenna systems, kind of tweak all this stuff so they can make it work a little bit better.
Some of the best electronic innovations in the world have come from ham radio operators, and that's because they're tinkering and they're experimenting and they're doing things. Some of the best innovations in consumer electronics or technology have come from a guy that kind of had his background in his basement tinkering with stuff.
Let me go back to digital. I know in the public safety service there were like three or four different type of digital systems when the stuff came out, and nobody could talk to anybody else unless they were using that format. Are you encountering this now as digital comes out in ham radio, that same type of deal, or can everybody still talk to the other guy?
First of all the handy talkies that have an analog capability, and they can talk on analog, and yes, there are differences between D-Star and DMR and Fusion. There are different, but but generally we can communicate. When we have to communicate, people are going to, the emergency responders are going to have the right kind of radio to communicate with.
Let's talk a little bit about emergency responders, because that's one of the things that ham radio is known about. I mean, years ago we had a big tornado came through Xenia here, and it was, you know, it took out the police and fire communications, that type of stuff, and the ham radio folks stepped up to kind of help out in that situation.
Well, let me tell you from my own experience. Back when Hurricane Hugo happened, my other job is a ministry in Chattanooga. We didn't hear from our college for 5 days. So they said, we're going to fly you down there. I took my HF antenna, my HF radio. I flew down to St. Thomas. I had to hitch a ride to the school. The guy that gave me a ride let me hook onto his battery. In 3 minutes, I was able to make a phone patch back to our office to let them know that everybody was alive. So my own personal experience, when the big one happens, some big disaster, some big event like a tornado, ham radio is going to be there to support the public safety radio service.
Now, if somebody is interested in becoming a ham radio operator, or kind of see the type of stuff that's going on, obviously coming out here this weekend will be the place to come. But if they don't make it out here and they want to know more about Kenwood Amateur Radio and so forth, where can they go to do that?
Well, of course, they can go to the Kenwood website for the amateur radio products. But if they're looking at to becoming a ham radio operator, locally, the Dayton Amateur Radio Club is a good source. They can, the ARRL, which is American Radio Relay League, they have study material. W5YI or Gordon West, he has study material. There's a bunch of people that have study material. There's no more Morse code, folks. It's easy to get. Well, I know a 5- and 6-year-old kid's getting their ham radio license. The entry level license is very, 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 very easy, and you will be able to do the same things I'm talking about, talking around the world from a handy talkie.
And of course, like the study materials, you can go through it, but then, as I recall, these are multiple choice things, so if you are used to cramming for a test in high school or college, you can pass this test.
Absolutely. I especially endorse Gordon West study material because he has little mental triggers, little phrases, little idioms to help you remember. And it's like two absolute wrongs, one almost right, and then one right. It's a typical government test.
Well, great. Well, I certainly thank you, Don, for taking the time to talk to us today about the Kenwood product line and a little bit about ham radio, and I hope you have a good show.
And I just want to ask again, youtube.com, put my call sign, W6 Golf Papa Sierra, W6 GPS, just like the Navigator.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.
All right, have a good day.